Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jill Schlesinger joining us this morning from JillOnMoney.com. Her show is heard weekends here on WBEN. Thank goodness September is over, Jill. Worst month for stocks, I think, since March of 2020. Yeah. So now let's open up a brand new month and hope things turn around.
Yeah, but don't expect anything. So, I mean, hope is fine. Expectations, not so great. Look, it was a very bad month, ending a very bad quarter. And we are in the midst of a terrible year for investors. And it's not just stocks. It's also bonds. And it's not just U.S. stocks. It's international stocks. It's kind of like everything. So, you know when you're feeling this moment where you want to just like, oh, you look at the statement, what should I do? And the answer is, please try not to do anything, because you are going to feel scared and you are going to feel panicky. But I think that what's most important for investors, especially the ones that are listening, and I'm talking to you right now, you are listening, you feel anxious. Of course you feel anxious. But if you try to stick to your game plan, I think this is your best bet. Remind yourself, why am I investing? I am investing for the long term. Even if you are going to retire in the next year or two, or you're already retired, remember that your money has to last you probably 20, 30 years. Life expectancies are long. So don't try to do anything. There's a little caveat to that. We always talk about this. If you need money within the next 12 months, maybe you've got to write a tuition bill, maybe there's a home improvement project and you need that money, that should never have been invested in the first place. You keep that in a liquid savings, checking, or money market account.
Well, I think a lot of people look at this news like, hey, all right, the pound down against the dollar. Hey, that's good news for us, right? You know, good to see the dollar strong against other currencies. What could be bad for us? But it's all connected, isn't it?
It is. It sure is. Of course, it's excellent if you like British tea or, maybe you like gin from Great Britain. That's a good thing. You might save a few bucks on those imports. But remember, first of all, when the British economy comes under such pressure, it is not good for the whole global economy. Very bad. And especially when it's coming after all the things we've absorbed so far. But also remember, if you think about all of the big U.S. companies that send their money, send their products overseas, those products become more expensive in the local market. So if I'm trying to sell a big Boeing airplane to the French government and the U.S. dollar is really strong, the cost of the Boeing airplane becomes more expensive than, say, the comparable Airbus. And so when you're thinking about like a company, say, like Apple or Boeing or even a company like Costco that has stores overseas, U.S. products become more expensive over there, and that is very bad for the corporate earnings of U.S. companies.
All right, so for those who are saying, look, I can't stand this anymore, I want to get out. I mean, history shows that the market will come back. You just can't time it, so to speak.
Right, exactly, because if you miss a few days of the strong performance of a stock or stock index, you really shoot yourself in the foot. So let me give you some numbers. I know it's early, but just think about this. If we look at the S&P 500 for 30 years, 1990 to 2021, 30 years, the index was about, let's call it about 11%, just about, okay? And if you think about it, when you look at the numbers, you say, oh, well, if I miss 15 days in those 30 years, my return drops from that almost 11% down to around 7%. If you miss 25 days over those 30 years, the performance is basically cut in half from almost 11% to 5.5%. So you just can't outguess the market. And guess what? There's good news for you. You don't even have to try to find the person who can outguess the market, because professional investors can't outguess the market either.
Kind of crazy when you put it into perspective, just like a few days here and there. Hey, something else we're talking about today. It's that time of year for parents, the FAFSA forms opening. And I don't know, I feel like it's always confusing, but maybe even more so when so many people have this question of, well, What do I need to know? Are these loans that I'm applying for going to be forgiven too? What's exactly going on?
Well, I don't think your loans today are going to be forgiven, sorry to say. What you really have to know is many people don't get financial aid for one big reason. Are you ready for the big reason?
Okay, they don't
complete. They don't complete the forms. There has always been this idea, well, I make too much money. Well, of course, if you make like $400,000 a year, you're not going to get a loan. But there is so much anecdotal evidence swirling around. Well, you know, my friend makes $150,000 and they didn't get any loans, so I'm not going to do it. But if you make $150,000 and you have five kids and three of them are in college at the same time, you may qualify for some financial aid. You may qualify for loans. I think the most important thing to do before you start the FAFSA process, which everyone should do if you even are close to thinking you might need some money, the reason you do it is that you want to make sure you can stay within the budget that you've identified for your family. See that part, the budget you've identified? We don't do that enough. We think about our family's budgets, and then things blow up when it comes to college education. So have conversations with your kids, with your spouse, with your parents if they're helping out. No one should be impoverished in the future to get a very expensive degree today. That's the most important message. Fill out the forms. Talk about the numbers that you can afford.
All right. And on that form, I know October 1st was the open. Is it beneficial to file right away?
It is, because what happens is a lot of college aid is distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. So not so much for the federal, but a lot of the state loans and a lot of college programs do process money faster for those, for the applications that come in first. So you are really encouraged to get going. The FAFSA form used to be the worst thing ever. It used to be like right up there with sort of hand creating a tax form. It has gotten better. The IRS and the Department of Education have kind of gotten together. There's information that can transfer between the two big agencies. So I think it's spooky because that you hear these terrible horror stories, but the reality is that completing the FAFSA form, according to the Department of Education, should take you, once you have all of your documents in front of you, should take you somewhere in the vicinity of a half hour to an hour.
It's not that bad. I think we can find the time.
Yeah, I mean, if I knew I could get $5,000 spending an hour doing something, I think yes. The answer is yes.
All right. Well, hey, Jill, thanks so much for the update once again. Jill Schlesinger, Jill on Money, every Monday morning with us here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.